overturning grace. Acts 17:28 says, "In Him we live, move, and have our being." Pastor encourages to freely take your healing, for Jesus has paid for it on the cross, and explains things that can activate supernatural turnarounds in your life.
Let's open our Bibles to the Acts of the Apostles, the 17th chapter. The Acts of the Apostles, the 17th chapter. And verses 26 to 30. "And has made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own prophets have said. For we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance God winged at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Amen. One more scripture. It is the book of Ezekiel, the 21st chapter and verse 27. "And I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him." Amen. What is meant for you, God won't give to another. "I will overturn three times, and it shall be no more." Praise be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be here this evening to hear the word? Glory to God. Lift your hands and praise the name of Jesus one more time. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Glorify His holy name. Namiyoda stutikkunnu Karthave. Radala jara prabadara ghatagam jana vaushasmeniya. Galprabala haste prabeniyam tere. Vaida jana prabaduri ghatagam. Jamana dhir prabaduri ghatagam. Jamana daskal prabaduri ghatagastanam. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory to God, 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 glory to God. Lamar hasta prabalu duri amshesbe. Vaidas mireidilia, blakaristam rojesbe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ezekiel 21, 27. "And I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him." Yes. Amen. That word overturn means to flip it upside down, to invalidate it, to cause something to turn over, to reverse it, to change a legal decision. Amen. That word means to reverse. "I will overturn," the Lord says. And if you didn't hear it, he's saying it again, "I will overturn." And if you still did not understand, he's saying again, "I will overturn it. And it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight I'm standing on Thanksgiving ground. You know, I had a very negative report that came in last week medically. So much so that it freaked me out. You know, so I was supposed to do a PET scan just 2 days back, and when I was getting all worked up, my faith suddenly felt as if it had gone out of me. You know, just fear took a grip of me, and I was very troubled. Very troubled. You begin to imagine the worst, and you begin to think the worst, and you begin to have all kind of thoughts coming into your mind. But then this word is true. Amen. This word is true. I will overturn. I will overturn. And I will overturn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the day we were supposed to do it, everything is arranged. But decided to do one more blood test. And did one more blood test of all those markers. And God had overturned everything. Glory to God. So I want to just lift up. I did not know about you, but I want to thank Jesus for His mercies. Thank Jesus for His goodness, for His grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Acts 17 says, God is not far from you. And suddenly when this initial report came, I thought God had suddenly left me, is far from me. But the Bible says God is not far from any one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 17. Look at that scripture. Verse 27. And they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. He is not far from any one of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's not far from any one of us. For look at that. The next verse is, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own points have said, for we are also His offspring. You know, God blessed myself and Tanya with 4 children. And I used to see she carrying all these 4 children in her womb. And this scripture says the same thing. For in Him we live. The baby was living inside of Tanya. When Tanya moves, the baby is also moving with her. And the Bible says, for in Him, in God, He is not far from any one of us. For in Him, we live and we move and we have our own being. In Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm close to God. Amen. None of the children ever paid her rent when they came out. But they were inside of her, living inside of her, moving inside of her, and had their being inside of her. Her health was their health. Her life was their life. So this night, remember, we have our being in Him, in Him, in Jesus our Lord. We live and we move and we have our being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. For we are His offspring. Our kids look like us. Glory to God. The moment you get this revelation, fear will depart out of you. You don't exist alone. You don't live alone. In Him, we live. Amen. Look at somebody and say, I'm Christ's offspring. Amen. Come here. There's this pretty girl here today. How old are you?
23.
She's 23 years old. You're staying with your parents. Do they charge you rent? Do they give you food? So they've taken responsibility over you. You never had to worry about food, about paying rent. You were living with them. They're very close to you. They didn't ask you to pay half the rent. Little bit. Nothing. You look like your parents. Yeah? See, as long as you live with your Heavenly Father, He takes care of your parents. That they might look at you and glorify God the Father. The moment you see her, you think of her father and mother. Because she resembles them. Amen. As pretty as her mother, or as handsome. Glory to God. If you understood what I said, tap your feet on the ground and say, hallelujah. You are a carbon copy of your father, of your mother, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Him. Thank you. In Him, we live and we move and we have our being. Glory to God. That is why everything that is meant for you will come to you. Everything that is contrary to that, God will overturn it. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are His offspring. We are Christ's offspring. So the Lord taught me something. And that is this. If you feed the hungry, you will never go hungry. Either you can choose to be hungry or choose to feed the hungry and be glorifying God. Either you can clothe the naked or you can be naked yourself. Or you can heal the sick or be sick yourself. So you got to choose what you want. Because we are His offspring. Amen. Did you understand what I said? You got to choose whether you want to walk like His offspring and choose to heal the sick. Or be sick yourself. Free the captives or be captive yourself. Encourage others or look for encouragement all the time. You can choose. For God is not far from any one of us. You know, there is a place for believers to ask for prayer when they are in trouble. But don't be a professional pray for me kind of person. Are you with me? Don't be a professional pray for me kind of person. I mean, don't be like, I need prayer always. Because if you are in that, then you haven't realized that you live and move and you have your being in the Lord. The truth of God's word has not set you free. You not realize you are an offspring of God. There are times when you're weak, you need encouragement. There are times you need prayer, understandable. But it's not like, Pastor, on Monday pray for my head, then on Tuesday pray for my neck, then Wednesday pray for my stomach, then Thursday pray for my leg. Oh, Pastor, please pray for my kid. Friday, Pastor, please pray for my uncle. Please pray for my father-in-law. You know, all that. You need to know your responsibility. It says there, the times of your ignorance God has looked away from, but now commandeth all men, the 30th verse, to repent, which means change of mind. Change your mind. Don't be like, I am weak, I am poor, I am broken, I am wounded, I am hurt, I am upset, I am sad. Just have those kind of negative thoughts all the time in your heart. Don't be like that. Change your mind, repent, for you are his offspring. Possibilitize yourself to do anything that God wants you to do. Don't be so negative about your own self. There are Christians who come and say, you know, Pastor, I'm in trouble because I'm a Christian. No, you are in trouble because you don't even pray. Pastor, I'm poor because, you know, I stepped out in faith. No, you didn't believe the scripture which says God will prosper you. Pastor, it's because I'm a Christian, I have no good job. No, it's because you're lazy. Don't say, I'm so sick. The reason you are saying that is because you don't believe in the healing power of God. You don't believe that God's offspring you are. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Let the truth of this word set you free tonight. Lift your hands and give glory to Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Amen. You know, my father's car was my car. I feel as if I owned it. So you got to know your right. You got to know who you are. Grace to understand and to know. You know, where does sickness come from? Satan, in Job chapter 2 verse 1 and verse 7 says, Satan went around, is a wanderer. He cannot stay at one place. He just needs to wander. There are people like that. They can never stay at home. He's just wandering all the time. So he wandered to and fro on the earth. Then he came into the presence of God. And you know the story. Job chapter 2 verse 1. And because of lack of time, I'm not going into the depth of it. But the seventh verse, Job began to afflict the body of Satan began to afflict the body of Job and gave him boils and sickness. So it didn't come from God. And Exodus 15 and verse 26 says, I am the God that healeth thee. So Satan gives sickness and God says, I heal you. Satan puts it on you and God takes it away from you. Isaiah 53. There is somebody being healed right now. You have arthritic pain in your body, in your joints. The Lord's healing power is upon you. There's a tremendous healing anointing flowing tonight. Glory to God. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. The fifth verse. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. You know, I believed the scripture one time. One time. Till a Bible preacher came to me and told me, Pastor, look at that scripture. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. It's speaking about spiritual healing from sin. And it confused me. Definitely God will heal you spiritually from your sin. He carried our sins and infirmities. No doubt about that. But till you begin to read the scriptures, you really don't. Your faith has to come alive for you to enjoy every blessing. Matthew 8 verse 16, the New Testament, Jesus said, when the evening was come around this time, they brought unto him many who were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits, and with his word, and healed all that were sick. 17th verse, underline it. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Glory to God. Jesus demonstrated healing, cast the devil out that was behind every sickness. And he said, this is to confirm what the prophet Isaiah said. It is just not about spiritual healing. It's about your physical healing, your mental healing. Glory to God. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Satan gives, Jesus takes it away. We are his offspring. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't permit the devil to put anything on you. Resist it. Don't think this comes from God, this is okay. Don't look at somebody else who's got a sickness, who was maybe a pastor or a preacher or a believer, and they got sick and they died. There are many examples of people who stood in faith and received the healing. They are the ones that we look at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. Not only for the forgiveness of your sin. Not only did he take your judgment. But he bore your infirmity, your sickness upon himself. He bore it. He paid for it. You know, there are times when I take my children out to a toy shop and they grab a toy and they are so excited. And they can take the toy and run out of that place, provided I pay for it. They don't pay for it. They're just excited about the toy. They take the toy and walk out of that place. But behind the scenes, I have paid for it. That's what Jesus did. Jesus paid for it. So you can take your healing. No shopkeeper, no devil can stop you from taking your healing tonight. Yeshua, in the Namathil, let every infirmity, every sickness, every yoke of disease that is plaguing your life be broken, taken away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You are permitted to take your gift because Jesus paid for it. Do you have to pay for it? Who paid for it? When When Jesus has paid for it, you can carry your gift away. So why are you still sick? If Jesus paid for it, because you don't understand. You are His offspring. You dwell and have your being in Him. Sickness didn't come from God. He doesn't place it on His children. By faith tonight, you give it and say, Lord, I don't want to carry it. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you who are hearing me, go to a church that believes in the healing power of Jesus. Even if there is just one healing in 6 months in that church, that's fine. It's a good church. Even if there is only one healing the whole year, that's a good church. Somebody had faith to receive because there was a grace, a healing mantle that was flowing there. The powerful medicine is prayer, is faith. We are not against doctors. Doctors give treatment, but Jesus gives the healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise be. You know, have you seen people sometimes, you know, they say, oh my God, brother, I went for this meeting and the glory of God was so intense, and for 3 hours I didn't know the time go by. I was in that presence for 3 hours. Beautiful. Praise God for that. Can you imagine a fish saying, for 3 hours I was getting that rain, that shower falling on me, felt so nice, somebody was pouring water on me, and for 3 hours I enjoyed that. No, for 20 years that fish has been swimming in the sea. When you come to realize in Acts 17, we live in that presence. Just not 3 hours, just not for that 1 hour of prayer or 3 hours of worship at church or whatever. We live and move and have our being in Him, in Christ our Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift your hands and say, amen. Laka Prabha, no curse can fall on you. No bondage can stay on you. No sickness can have dominion over you. Lima Shamana Prabhuduri Gadagam. Vaida Jana Prabhala. The Holy Spirit is saying, don't be a victim to sickness. Hallelujah. And remember this, God is always looking for you to be healed, and more important, God is always looking to heal through you somebody else. Scriptures, we don't have time to go through all this because I haven't come to the main part. Maybe I should just stick with this basic testimony, I suppose. Jesus gave disciples authority over every form of diseases and sickness and said, go, cast the devil out. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Cast the devil out. Behold, I give you power and authority over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. The people came to Jesus to be healed, not to watch healing. Today many people come to church to watch, listen to testimonies of others being healed. Let me tell you, the greatest moves of healing we're going to ever witness in our life is going to happen. We're already in it. Glory to God. Don't come to watch it. Come to be healed. Glory to God. Come to be healed. Come to be healed. Glory to God. Come to be healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we come to that text that we had. Turn around. Look at somebody and say, things are going to turn around in my life. Glory to God. Doing what God says to do is the key to turn around. There are things that activate supernatural turnarounds in your life. And since lack of time, I'm just going to go through it fast. Make serving Jesus a priority in your life. So that from subtractions and divisions, you can come into additions and multiplications. If you're tired of just losing things and things being subtracted from your life and divisions happening in your life, there is a time for a turnaround. That happens when you make serving Jesus your priority. You earn money, but you don't know where it goes. Make Jesus your priority. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first. Not seek him sometime. Seek ye first. It's a priority. Even young lions might faint and might have hunger, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Psalms 34:10. Two, to activate the turnaround, position yourself to move always in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you do that, you will come out of breakdowns to breakthroughs. If you know how to break through the grace of God, through the anointing of the Lord, you will never have breakdowns in your life. You know, there are many people who wish evil upon people who are anointed. Why doesn't it come to pass? Because you are hid under the anointing. There are some of you who are just tempted by the beginning of my testimony, just to cut it and say, oh, what is that? Because you wish God didn't intervene. May God have mercy on your soul. Because of the richness of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the yoke shall be destroyed. The anointing protects you, preserves you. You come into breakthroughs. See, 1 Samuel 10 verse 1. The prophet Samuel poured oil upon Saul and made him a commander of the Lord's army. A captain, the Bible says. 1 Samuel 10, I think it is the 9th verse. When he was among the prophets, he began to prophesy. So they began to say, is he among the prophets? Mocking him. But in 1 Samuel 10, it goes on to say that he was anointed as king over Israel. See, breakthroughs. Captain to prophet to... Amen. May you go into the next level, the next dimension, by the grace of God, in the name of Jesus. Activate things. Number three. Keep loving God so that you can move from what you see with your eyes to things that you have not seen with your eyes. You have seen a lot of things good happen in your life with your eyes. But that is good. Thank Jesus for that. But the next season of your life, If you will keep loving Jesus, may you move from what your eyes have seen to what has been prepared by God. Your eyes have not even seen it. Your heart has not fathomed it. It comes to you when you keep loving the Lord. Amen. We know that scripture, don't we? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. What no eye has seen, no ear has heard, God has prepared for those who love Him. Amen. God has prepared things. And sometimes we very spiritualize it, and that is in heaven. Heaven, that's definitely heaven is there for you, man. But God has prepared things for you here also. Love Jesus. Love what God loves. What does God love? What does God love? God loves souls. God wants each and every one of us to be saved. If you love what God loves and you want souls to be saved, everything that your eyes have not seen, what God has prepared, will be revealed into your life. Your financial needs doesn't matter as much as the souls that God is concerned about. Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than all this? Then feed my sheep, take care of my lambs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love the Lord. Love His work. Love His church. Love His servants. If you don't love His servant, at least pretend you love. Some of you are very good at that. Glory to God. Become committed, the fourth one, to a lifestyle of prayer and fasting, so that you will be overturned from shame to glory. Turn around from shame to glory. Somebody said you should never eat when you think you're going to be put to shame. Never stop eating when you are in that realm of shame. There are people who fast only when the church says fast, and that too half-heartedly. Joel chapter 2, 26-27. Can you read it fast? There is a particular term that is used there. Joel chapter 2, 26-27.
And ye shall eat in plenty.
Ye shall eat in plenty.
And be satisfied.
Yeah.
And praise the name of the Lord your God.
Mm.
And has dealt wondrously with you.
Mm.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
And my people shall never, see? Two times. Never be
ashamed.
Two times. Next.
And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. And that I am the Lord your God.
Mm.
And none else.
Mm.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
And my people shall never. Let never be ashamed be your portion, be my portion in the name of Jesus. If you live and move and have your being in Him, God will take care of the rest. Glory to God. The insults that were supposed to fall on you has fallen upon Him. Romans 15 says that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For turn around from being single, to some of you who need to get married, entreat the favor of God for yourself. Don't keep looking out. Some people come to church, and you know, I've seen over 30 years, some people come to church just to see, is there anybody good for them in this church? Nobody here. Then maybe I think I'll go to another church. But they can't say they came in to just look. So they'll say the worship is not good. Go to another church, look there. Nobody there. Go to another church. You will never find anybody. Or look through Facebook, Instagram, try to hook up with people, getting on dating apps. Or put out on your status, single, ready to mingle. Nobody is mingling. You forget your God's offspring. Proverbs 18 verse 22, it says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and has found favor from the Lord. So finding a spouse is favor from God. So you want things in your life, in your children's life to turn around? Don't blame somebody. Entreat the favor of God. Cry out to God for His favor. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God will do something wonderful for you. Glory to God. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Seven people's marriages are opened into the favor of God. In Jesus' name. Labana dapspriya tanam spela rabishes menintele ato. Bratilam brabasmanam prabadira prabaniam. Vaida jana ramishes veteria. Glory to God. Amen. For activate, for turn around. Are you still with me tonight? Get committed to covenant practices to turn around from poverty to prosperity. No amount of praying will bring you out of debt. You need to start giving. You should get excited about blessing people. You see the poor, you want to help them. Never say no to somebody who asks you for help. That's what I do. Huh? There is always something to give God. Sometimes people say, I don't have anything to give God. You know why? Because they don't want to give in their last. They kept something. But Jesus looked and said, that woman, out of her nothingness, her last coin, that's what she put. Even she had something. That was her last coin, but she put it. Don't just rely on salaries to get you through in life. Even the unbeliever is waiting for 31st. What difference is there between them and you? You live and move and have your being in the Lord. You are His offspring. He delights in the prosperity of His children. Glory to God. He rebukes the devourer, opens the windows of heaven, calls you delightful land and blessed among the nations when you bring your tithes and offerings unto God. He rebukes the devourer. It is not friendships that will bring you favor. Sometimes people think, I have to network, I have to network, I have to network, 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 network. It is not networking that brings you favor. But obedience to the covenant of God, to the word of God, that brings in favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For a turnaround in your sickness, from sickness to health, keep feeding yourself on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Keep feeding on it. Keep feeding on it. How many healing scriptures do you know? Are you convinced from God's word that God heals? Kenneth Copeland, he said in his heart he's got 101 healing scriptures. So once he realized that God even counts the hair on his head, so he said, from now on, every hair that I've lost may it come back. I claim that now in Jesus' name. And you know what? At 87 years old, his hair is still black. See, there are good examples of people who stood in faith. Don't look at people who didn't get anything because they say they believe. No. God's word can't lie. We have such a great cloud of witnesses. Therefore, you set your eyes upon Jesus, but you have a cloud of witnesses. who inspire you, who motivate you. Their faith stories stir you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Eat the word of God like medicine if you're sick. That's what the Bible says. Derek Prince had a book called The Medicine Box or The Medicine Bottle or whatever. And it was on Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. We can just look through that. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings.
Yes.
Let them not depart from thine eyes.
Keep them in the midst of thine heart.
For they are life
unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Their health to all their flesh. If you get the word, you keep it in your heart. Not hear it and then forget it. No. Eat of God's word. Take it. Chew on it. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name and forget not any of his benefits. Who forgives all your diseases. Who forgives all your sins. And heals all your diseases. All. It's in the Old Testament, the psalmist is saying. How much more in the New Testament? You who have Christ in you. In the Old Testament, the man of God had the faith to say, he heals all my diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and who crowns you with tender, loving kindness and mercy. See, crowns you. Just not gives you mercy, but crowns you so you can give it to others. Yes. Who renews your youth like that of an eagle. And fill your mouth with good things. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. For a turnaround from oppression to having authority, follow God's leading and remain fearless. Learn to hear from God. We don't have time, but you read through the book of Exodus. You hear these words at least about 18 times. God said to Moses. God said to Moses. God said to Moses. God spoke to Moses. And the result, they came out of 30 years of slavery. Oppression. Out of oppression they came out. Because they followed the voice of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. From having nothing to possessing everything. A turnaround you want? Be clothed with humility. There are people who have nothing and they are so proud. Absolutely nothing and they're still proud. Don't be so heavily prouded. Okay. Amen. And have nothing to show. When you have nothing to show, at least write on your status, I'm prouded. That's bad English. But at least that will get you to be humble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, isn't it amazing? Abraham, the richest in the Old Testament. It says there, the Bible says, "In blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." See, you will inherit something when you are meek, not when you are proud. And then in Genesis it says, Abraham, he left his hometown, came out, and God blessed him, prospered him. We know the story. there was so much of flock that the herdsmen of Abram and Lot began to fight. And I like this word in Genesis 13, 7 to 9, where Abram is calling his nephew Lot and saying, there is so much of land in front of us. Why should we allow this fighting to happen? Are we not brothers? They are not brothers. This guy is his nephew. This guy didn't even hear from God. He got blessed only because he walked with Abraham. But yet look at the humility of Abraham. He says, are we not brethren? Can you imagine Father Abraham looking at his nephew and saying, are we not brethren? See, humility will always prosper you. Don't fight. Humble yourself. Let go. And things will turn around. Overturn. I am the God who causes overturn. 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 May this word bless you. May every negative thing in your life be overturned by the power of the name of Jesus. And may you enjoy perpetual victory and enjoy the blessing of God. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lift your voice to the Lord. Lift your voice to Jesus. Praise you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.